Hey everybody, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net, and I want to talk about emotional eating a little bit. Last night I had dinner with my husband, and then I wasn't hungry, but I wanted some ice cream, so I ate some. And later on that evening, again, I wasn't hungry, but I wanted some peanut butter, so I threw some peanut butter and some oatmeal. But it bothered me a little bit that I wasn't hungry, and it bothered me in the sense that I knew something was going on. In the past, I would have just berated myself in my head. I would have said, you know, you should know better. You're not hungry. Why are you eating? You don't need to eat. But last night I stopped and I said, why am I eating when I'm not hungry? And I took a moment to reflect and I thought about what was going on in my life. And there's some work stuff going on. I'm a little unsure about what I want to do with my work in terms of my school psychology work. And also MyMindMyBody.net, not that I want to get rid of it or anything, I just am unsure about my next step. And that unsureness makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't like the unknown. And so the food just made me feel comforted. I didn't need it, I wasn't hungry for it, but it made me feel a little bit better. The difference between now and in the past is that, again, I would have probably yelled at myself in my head, but I took a moment to reflect. And so now that I understand why I ate, I'm able to now today take a few steps to address the issues. I can think about what my next step might be for both of those work issues. And that's really important because when it comes down to it, if I eat emotionally, but I don't address the issue's still gonna be there. It'll just be that I ate, and I still have to deal with this problem. So I'm not saying I shouldn't have eaten, and I have no problem if I eat ice cream or whatever tonight because it makes me feel good, but at least I know I have this issue and I need to address it, otherwise it'll just still be there. So I wanted to share that with you in case you're someone who does emotionally eat, whether it's you choose to eat to deal with emotions or you choose not to eat. Either way, it's still food in some way covering up emotion. So I'm hoping that little experience here helps you in some way. So again, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And thank you for listening, and take care.